गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणं यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतु तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्ति मै थाउजेंड एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ ओबेशियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ मै स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ओम विष्णुपाद नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम थाउजेंड एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ माय हम्बल ओबेसेंस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज Perhaps you know or not that I have so much thick connection and relation with A.C. Bhaktivedanta from 1946. At that time he was not taken sannyas renounce order, and also there was no birth of ISKCON. There were no any devotee. He was A.C. Bhaktivedanta, like a manager of Bengal Chemical in India, Calcutta. At that time, he was householder, very gentleman, coming from a aristocratic family, and like a gentleman, Babu, Bengali Babu. Bengali Babu, you know? At that time he was in his worldly family, wife, children, sons, and making so much money. But he was very famous in Gaudiya mission. The very high class of devotees of or disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Srila Prabhupada. Well, at that time he was quite young, very beautiful, very joking and lovely to all. So from 46 I know him well, and from then, though I was brahmachari and he was family man, still I was serving by the order of my Gurudev to him. I was also present in the Utsav,
a festival,
when he took sannyas, renounce order. I requested him personally, to take renounce order. Though he was very closer friend of my Gurudev, and he was junior to my Gurudev, and very thick friendship was between them. So I told him, I requested my Gurudev, oh, try to please be merciful and inspire him to take sannyas, renounce order. When he came to Mathura, about in 1954, nearby he came. At that time he was penniless. No money, no clothes, no garments, nothing. He came in a very poor state. And then, but I used to know him, he was very much qualified. A learned person in Srimad Bhagavatam. So my Gurudev told him, oh, you should not waste your time and you try to fulfill the desire of your Gurudev to preach in Western countries in English, make so many newspapers, periodical papers, and you should go here and there and preach, and then he took sannyas. I was there, I was priest, I made his danda, I made his clothes, oh, the saffron clothes. He did not knew to, oh, how to wear. I taught him, oh, how to take danda, how to wear this uttariya like this, how to door coffin, everything.
Когда он пришел в наш Матхам Атхуру в 54 году, он был очень беден, у него ничего не было, даже чадра. И, но я знал его очень давно, и я знал, что это очень возвышенный преданный, и мы приняли его со всем уважением. И потом я попросил моего духовного учителя, чтобы он вдохновил его принять саньясу, и мой Гурудев дал ему саньясу, и я проводил церемонию саньясы, и я учил его даже, как одевать одежды саньяси, потому что он не знал, как носить уттарию, как принимать данду, и поскольку я был саньяси до него, я показал ему все эти вещи, я сделал своими руками данду для него.
His words are coming to you.
И вы слышите мои слова?
He took sannyas. He told so many things, like friends. We are bosom friends, though he was my Shiksha Guru. At that time my age was 24, right? Quite young. And his age was about more than 50. But you used to talk friendly. Or so much joking each other, happy, laughing. He used to hear my kirtan. At that time my voice was so sweet. I was most popular in kirtan at that time. All Gaudiya Math.
Слушать, как я пою, он просил меня петь, потому что в то время у меня был очень сладкий голос, и я был известен во всем Гауди Манхи как самый лучший киртанья.
He was very fond of Sankirtan. Very fond. He used to give classes of Srimad Bhagavatam, so beautiful and in learned style. Each word meaning, Anvaya, as he has written Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, translated, in the same way, explaining each word, word to word.
Он был очень образованным и ученым вайшнавом. Он часто давал лекции по Бхагаватам, и он давал лекции по Бхагаватам, очень демонстрируя свою ученость и философию. И он объяснял смысл каждого слова, каждой шлоки анвая.
He has a strong desire to come to Western countries. But penniless. Anyhow, he managed to come to New York, New Jersey first and then New York. In 22nd Avenue. He wanted to take me with him to preach. He requested so many times, oh, you should come with me, we will both friends, we will preach in Western countries. I requested him that I will come, but now I am serving my holy master, my Gurudev. And everything depends on me in Mathura center, preaching center. So I will come, but after some time. He requested me also that I am going, but please help me. Please send my all books, my kartal and mridanga, my ditties, everything, sweets. Especially he has so much books in rotten condition, full of dirt and everything. So I arranged them to send, but I became sick. Dust came in my lungs and it was defected. But anyhow, I did everything. I sent his all books and he used to write me every 15 days some letters. What is going on? How he is preaching? How he is doing? How he came to America in a navigation boat? And that he became so sick there. Anyhow, Krishna has given his life. So he sent me more than 400 letters, inspired. And he wrote that we have transcendental relation.
И когда он уезжал в Америку, он просил меня, чтобы я помогал ему и посылал ему разные вещи, в частности, он просил послать ему все его книги постепенно, и его божества, музыкальные инструменты. Я начал все это делать, но книг у него было очень много, и все они были очень испорченном состоянии, потому что время не пощадило их, и они были наполнены пылью. И в это время я заболел, потому что пыль, она проникала мне в легкие, и я заболел, но тем не менее продолжал высылать ему все это. И в конце концов он получал все то, что я ему посылал. И он каждые две недели посылал мне письмо, в котором он описывал, как идет его проповедь, как он развивается, что он делает сейчас, каковы его планы на ближайшее будущее. В целом он прислал мне за всю историю нашей переписки около 400 писем.
Very soon, by the mercy of Godless mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadadhar Shivas Adi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda and Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare
Ram.
Oh, causeless mercy of two songs. Very soon he established so many centers, preaching centers in the whole world. He translated books. This was distributed in so many languages. And very soon in whole Western and Eastern countries, so many preacher centers were established, and so many devotees, he became happy. And I'm very happy that one of his very, very
senior
and sincere one devotee or two devotees are here. Among them, prominent is Shyam Rani, Jadu Rani. She was, she and her husband, Shastarup Maharaj, were hippie. Oh, very good hippie. And they became what?
So happy.
So happy. Now they are preaching whole world. The mission of his guru, her Gurudev is preaching.
Шрила Прабхупада написал мне в своих письмах, что наши отношения с ним находятся на трансцендентном уровне, мы никогда не сможем забыть друг друга. И он описал, как он проповедует на Западе, как по милости Панчататва Махамантры и Хари Кришна Махамантры, которые он проповедует повсюду, тысячи и тысячи молодых людей приходят к нему, и как за счет этого он... За счет своей веры, силу Святого Имени, он распространил Святое Имя по всему миру, по всем западным и восточным странам, открыл столько центров и храмов, и написал, и напечатал, распространил миллионы книг.
Thus, in couple of years, he preached everywhere, very strongly. At that time, you should know that he has not come from India for money, reputation. He left everything. He has not come to collect any money. Only to give the mission of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Gurudev Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. Only to give.
Туда, в Америку, из Индии, вы должны знать, что он приехал не за денег, не за славы. Он приехал только из единственного желания исполнить миссию его духовного учителя Шрила Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати Прабхупады.
And that is why, in a couple of years, everywhere in Eastern and Western country, he preached the glories of Radha and Krishna conjugal and preached the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. Only by the process of Sankirtan, Nagar Sankirtan, and chanting and remembering of Krishna, you can be happy, otherwise never and never.
Воспевание и служение лучшим стопам Божественной Читы. И он очень ясно дал понять всем, что только поклоняясь и служа, мы можем быть счастливы. И мы никогда не будем счастливы ни в каком другом случае.
О, I cannot touch his glory. Only I told some little to touch the glory. If we can glorify him, thousand years and years, but it will not be completed. In his last days, when his preaching was completed, not full completed, but anyhow, everywhere. In the last, he returned to India. At that time, he posed to be a Sikh person. But he was never Sikh. His soul is immortal. How he can be Sikh? He is some eternal servant, associates of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. But at that time he called me his senior devotees, like Bhavananda, Tamal Krishna, Brahmananda, Jayatirtha, or so many prominent leaders, went to me and requested that our Gurudev wants to meet at once. He is ready to join Golok Vrindavan.
И в конце своего пребывания на этой планете Шрила Прабхупада он казалось, что он заболел, и поэтому он поехал в Индию. И на самом деле он не может заболеть, потому что его душа вечна, и он является вечным спутником Чайтаньи Махапрабху Рады и Кришны. Но по некоторым причинам он решил вернуться в духовное лицо Господа. И в то время он позвал меня к себе, и его старшие ученики, такие старшие лидеры движения, как Бхавананда, Киртанананда, Тамал Кришна и так далее, они пришли и позвали меня, сказали, что их духовный учитель Шрила Прабхупада зовет меня к себе.
О, I remember the day he has stopped to speak anything. He closed his eyes, sleeping on his bed. At about in evening 8 p.m., he came in senses, and he took my hands in his hands, began to weep, tears coming, and he indicated me to sit down on his cot. But I did pranam to him and sat on another chair. And then he began to tell something.
Я сидел рядом с ним, и около 8 часов он открыл глаза. Когда он увидел меня, он немножко приподнялся и взял мои руки в свои руки, и слезы потекли у него из глаз. И он сразу же хотел посадить меня рядом с собой на постель, но я поклонился ему и сел рядом поодаль на стуле.
He told me that I have preached whole world. I have brought so many disciples from all over the world, thousands and thousands. But I am worried now, I could not taught them a real bhakti. I want that, I request you to help them. Or even he told in Bengali language or Hindi that any of his disciples should not understand. So he spoke in
Bengali,
that I have brought so many monkeys from whole world. I could not taught them. Oh, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so high. I tried hard. So I request you, please train them, help them. I told that this request I am keeping on my head. I will follow. And I will help them. They should not quarrel among them.
И тогда Шрила Прабхупада сказал мне, он сказал, что я привел столько учеников, тысячи и тысячи учеников Запада, но у меня не было времени научить их всему. И потом он начал говорить мне на бенгали, что другие...
Renounce GBC member, all members. And he told that, oh, very carefully you should listen Narayan Maharaj and try to follow him. And then I told, oh, you should try to know that Gurudev, Sadguru never dies.
А я сказал, пожалуйста, помните, что Садхгуру никогда не умирает.
a Sadguru never becomes sick. Oh, he has come to fulfill the wish of his Prabhu. Now he is somewhat, that thing he has been finished to some extent. So he is going to serve his Radha Krishna conjugal. You should not think that he is going to die or he will die. He is omnipotent, omniscient and omnipotent. So I think that you should try to maintain and continue his mission. How you can do? Don't quarrel with for money. Don't quarrel for women's. Don't quarrel for position. Always preaching as you are preaching. Don't run after wealth and reputation.
Вы можете исполнить, продолжать развивать миссию вашего Гурудева, только если вы будете свободны от этих устремлений. И просто будете проповедовать его миссию, его учение по всему миру.
Don't try to be a member of GVC, but you should be try to be a servant of GVC and real ISKCON. Krishna
consciousness.
If you all quarrel themselves, yourself, you will be ruined. And you cannot fulfill the mission of your Gurudev. You cannot serve. But sorry, they never tried to fulfill this desire of their Gurudev, and thus nowadays very unpopular in the whole world. Oh, there were so many qualified and aged devotees in Vrindavan. His all GVC members were there. Even his elder brother, Ban Maharaj, Shripad, Pujyapad, and so many were there. But he picked me and told me, requested me that you should give me my Samadhi. I want that with your own hand and with your knowledge and everything, you should give me Samadhi. This was the last order.
Саньяси, учеников Шрилы Бхактистанса Сарасвати Такура Прабхупады. В том числе, например, там был даже такой знающий и всеми уважаемый саньяси, как Шрипад Бал Махарадж. Но тем не менее...
О, Кришнадас Бабаджи, and so many were there.
Там также был Акинчан Кришнадас Бабаджи Махарадж и многие-многие другие, которых Прабхупад ценил. Но тем не менее, из них, из всех их он избрал именно меня и позвал меня и попросил именно меня положить своими руками его тело в самадхи, после того, как он оставил этот мир. Это была его последняя
просьба. I followed his order with my own hand and with Vedic culture. I gave his samadhi in Vrindavan with my own hand.
И своими собственными руками, исследуя всем ведическим предписаниям, я положил его тело в самадхи и установил его в самадхи.
So I carried his order, gave samadhi also. And now last his request was to help his devotees. So I saw that everywhere now he has planted so many plants everywhere in the world.
И с своими руками положил его в самадхи, и таким образом исполнил его просьбу. Но его последняя просьба была, чтобы я помог его ученикам. И я видел, что Шрила Прабхупада посадил очень много трансцендентных семян по всему миру.
Or some plants, seeds have been
sprouts.
Some more that, some shraddha. But no water, now they are drying.
Я видел, что некоторые из этих семян проросли, некоторые немножечко подросли, и я видел, что у преданных есть шраддха. Но из-за того, что эти семена не поливались чистой водой, слушание воспевания, они начали высыхать.
And I requested my Gurudev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami and all our Guru Parampara, and especially to all this Mahapurush, this Swamiji, that you should inspire me so that I can take water from you. What water? Bhakti water. And I can give water to all the plants, and they should have a new life.
И тогда я попросил Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху, моего Гурудева и всю Гуру Вагу, и особенно этого великого Махапуруша Шрила Бхактивинода Свами Прабхупада, чтобы они помогли мне исполнить это желание Шрила Прабхупады, и чтобы я мог взять ту воду, которую принес сам Шрила Прабхупада, и полить им же самим посаженные семена.
So my coming to these western and eastern countries only to help the Swamiji's devotees only.
Поэтому я приезжаю сюда, в эти западные и восточные страны, только ради одного, чтобы помочь ученикам и последователям Шрилы Прабхупады.
Oh, I don't want money. I don't want any position. I don't want reputation. Anything I don't want. Really, I want to carry the orders of my Guru and Shiksha Guru.
Мне не нужны деньги, мне не нужно, не нужно положение или последователи. Я прихожу сюда только для того, чтобы исполнить указания своего дикшигуру и шикшигуру.
I'm very happy that now everywhere in western and eastern countries, wherever I go, thousands and thousands of devotees coming to me, to listen me, to hear me. Now they are so much inspired, and now they are have so much
life
now. Oh, I know that so many who left ISKCON, who left devotion and chanting and remembering, they returned to their bad lives. Now coming again. Oh, you can see so many senior devotees who they left ISKCON. They have no faith in ISKCON. And now thousands and thousands have coming to hear me. And again so much enthusiasm in chanting and remembering and preaching again. So my request is to you all. Have a new life. And the devotees at the time of Srila Maharaj, Swamiji, as they were so inspired, preaching here and there, with very energetic way, I request you to be the same, and to follow the orders and follow the teachings of Swamiji. You should see me like a representative of your Gurudev or Srila Bhaktivedanta, Eshi Bhaktivedanta. Or representative life, you can meet me freely, you can talk with me freely, you can question any doubt you have, or freely you can come to me. I will try to help in all ways. Don't fear. I'm not a
lion
or ghost.
Значит, я приехал сюда только, чтобы помочь его последователям, и вы можете свободно задавать мне любые вопросы и любые сомнения, которые у вас есть. И я вам обязательно помогу. Не бойтесь меня, я не лев и не тигр и не привидение. Я всегда готов помочь вам, если у вас есть какие-то вопросы или.
You are so much fortunate that so good preachers like Urukam Prabhu, Shyam Rani, oh, Vrindavan Vilasini, Gyandas Prabhu, very good preacher, oh, Dhrishtadyumna, he preached all over Brazil, here and there. He was also in this area in England, so many years. So many years. Oh, you know Jeev Pawan, you know all others. Oh, so all are very good preachers. Krishna Bhajan Prabhu. And now, oh, Upanand, where? Oh, very good preachers. Very good preachers. And my helpers. I am penniless, more penniless than Swamiji. And he had taught me how to preach. And how not to fall down. He has taught me. So, I request you to hear very patiently and carefully and to know the object of life for which he came. Rest, we will speak in our evening classes or morning, tomorrow, and thus we are here for so many days. I have come only to inspire you and to give a new life and to help you. So I will try to produce the teachings of Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami and all these things. And try to take it very responsibility and very strongly all these things. And be
developed
in Krishna consciousness. Gaur Pramanande.